For CRI News, I'm Spencer Music. Chinese President Xi Jinping has held talks with his visiting Mongolian counterpart Tatshigin Elbadorge in Beijing, marking the fourth meeting between the two leaders this year. During his talks with Elbadorge, President Xi says the current bilateral relationship is the best ever in history. He says that the development of the comprehensive strategic partnership is in the common interest of the two sides and has won support from both peoples. The partnership was established last August after President Xi made a state visit to Mongolia. For his part, Elbadorge says Mongolia is ready to increase interactions with China in multiple areas to enhance mutual trust and reciprocal cooperation. Chinese Premier Li Keqiang has stressed further reforms and restructuring in China's economy through creativity and innovation. He made the remarks when meeting with economists and heads of several enterprise areas on Monday. Li Keqiang noted the country is determined to reach the goal of building a moderately prosperous society in all respects and overcome the middle-income trap. Li Keqiang stressed innovation should be put at the core of state strategies. Reforms are needed in particular to innovate, spur market energy, and boost creativity. He noted that new development ideas must be carried out to ensure the economy can run within a reasonable range and achieve medium-high growth. The disciplinary watchdog of the Communist Party of China has announced that Ai Baojun, vice mayor of Shanghai, is being investigated for suspected severe disciplinary violations. 55-year-old Ai is also the director of the Shanghai Free Trade Zone and a member of the Standing Committee of the CPC Shanghai Municipal Committee. He served as Shanghai vice mayor since the end of 2007 and director of the Administrative Committee of the China-Shanghai Pilot Free Trade Zone since September of 2013. Northern China is expected to see lingering air pollution over the next few days. Poor meteorological conditions and the start of the heating season have been blamed. Beijing authorities say the city will see moderate to heavy air pollution until next Monday, when a cold front is expected to disperse the polluted air. China's northeastern provinces have been engulfed in heavy smog since last Friday. The Ministry of Environmental Protection has urged local governments to intensify efforts to reduce pollution and send teams to supervise their efforts. The ministry will monitor local efforts to regulate straw and coal burning as well as high-emission vehicles. China's first self-designed deep-sea exploration vessel has returned to port in Guangdong Province on Tuesday. The Ocean No. 6 had spent nearly 200 days conducting deep-sea surveys over the Pacific. The voyage covered nearly 60,000 kilometers. The expedition made significant achievements in surveys of rare earth, cobalt-rich crust, and polymetallic nodules. The vessel will also take part in a scientific expedition to Antarctica in 2016. The death toll in the rupture of two tailing dams last week in Mariana, southeast Brazil, has reached 6. 22 people remain missing. Samarco, the mining company that owns the two dams, is relocating residents to unaffected areas. In the meantime, the dam failures have created disastrous environmental and health effects for local residents. Mud and toxic wastewater from the burst is now impacting cities more than 300 kilometers downstream. The IFO Institute reported that it has upgraded its estimates of German government expenditure on refugees to nearly $23 billion U.S. dollars. The figure includes accommodation, food, nurseries, schools, German courses, training, and administration. It is assumed that 1.1 million people will flee to Germany by the end of the year. IFO analyst Gabriel Felbermeier recommended that refugees should be able to work immediately and attend German language courses at the same time. Retailers, online shopping malls, and express delivery services across China are geared up for the sales boom on the Singles Day this Wednesday. Widely recognized as the anti-Valentine's Day, November 11th has become the country's biggest annual commercial holiday. China's State Post Bureau estimates that the number of express deliveries will reach 760 million from November 11th to the 16th, about 42% more than last year. Daily volume is expected to top 160 million. Alibaba, China's largest online retailer, says it has expanded volume of its cloud computing system, which enables 4 million orders for a single online retailer on a daily basis. The volume has been enlarged by 62% from last year. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Spencer Music.